not as accurate as he thought the recording should be. And so for this, he engaged a young pianist, the woman, Ida Schlatter, who had played many, many of his pieces, mm-hmm. also the sonata, and for whom he later also wrote she commissioned the piano concerto.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he wrote the piano concerto originally for her. And she played that, but I'm really sorry that Eric didn't play everything, because I think even when it wasn't pianistically 100%, it was musically 100% when
right.
he played it.
And the other fascinating thing is that this set of pieces was eventually picked up, at least 13 of them, by an Austrian publishing firm rather than an American, the Austrian Bundesverlag. How did that come about?
That came about, I don't know, I do not quite remember, but we got, I think maybe through Doblinger. We were in contact with Doblinger. And then there was this man who was new, and the Bundesverlag was just founded, and he was the director of it. And it seemed that he was an old friend of Eric, somebody who had studied with him at the academy, who knew him from the academy days,
mm-hmm.
when they were both like children, and had remembered him.
I see.
And he wrote him and said if he had something, he had the Bundesverlag, and they were bringing out these pieces for, you know, educational pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And if Eric had something, and Eric sent him this, and he did the volume, but not the four difficult pieces,
right.
because he wanted it as a, so to say, school piece, you know,
mm-hmm.
for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this whole edition is sold out, and they haven't renewed it because this man, I think, retired and died afterwards, and the new people didn't know anything about it and were not interested.
Mm-hmm. I see. Then, beginning in 1944 and extending into 1945, Eric undertakes the composition of a larger piece. And eventually this piece becomes his most widely performed choral work. Its title is the Requiem Ebraico. We've alluded to this briefly in earlier interviews, but maybe you can talk a little bit more about what was behind the dedication of the piece. And
well, it was, you know, Hugo Strelitzer had recommended Willy, who was a baritone
mm-hmm.
singer, the younger brothers of Eric, to a rabbi who was from Germany and had here a small congregation, but of very selected intellectual
mm-hmm.
people from Germany. And he was himself a rather a person that was interested in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And very musical.
Mm-hmm.
And he hired Willy, and through Willy he knew of Eric. And it was, so to say, as a hearsay, his baby. He had inaugurated that concert, which was to be an interface forum concert in which the three religions should express themselves in music.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And he had contacted Ernst Toch too for this, and he had contacted Maria Yaritsa. Now, Maria Yaritsa was the most famous soprano of the Vienna opera.
Oh, yes.
And a fabulous woman
mm-hmm.
Who was, like a natural force, you know. When she came into our house, in the first little house that we had there, she seemed to take the roof off the house. It was seemed too small for her. She was a fantastic talent, you know. And at that time, of course, she was not young anymore. She
mm-hmm.
was already over 60, yet sang still very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came to Eric and wanted him to compose as the representative piece for the Jewish piece, mm-hmm. the 92nd Psalm.
Oh.